Freilich and Pesach Sheni. So we're mamish learning a little bit from Reb Tzadik, even though he doesn't mention a word about Pesach Sheni, but the whole Torah is Pesach Sheni. He's talking about even a Jew who's Tamei or he's Bederach V'chayka. Bederach V'chayka doesn't only mean that there are miles between a person and Yerushalayim, but it means that there are miles between a person and Hashem Yisbarach, a person and himself. It's also called Bederach V'chayka. The Koshin Samhagis Chuslan has said that if a person can't say to Hashem Baruch Atta and feel that he's talking Mamish and Hashem's like his best friend, I once mentioned this to you, Kedabri Yisrael or Mamish, like you're talking to your best friend, that's called already Bederach V'chayka. That means you're far away. You have people that live in the same house for 30, 40 years, and it's called Bederach V'chayka, even though they have the same address and they're sitting together at the Shabbos table. They're sitting at the Shabbos table, it's called Bederach V'chayka. Mamish Bederach V'chayka. It's the same Shabbos table. Sometimes you have people sitting, and then it could even be that one of them is Tamei, Chalila, and Bederach V'chayka. And Pesach Sheni is talking to that person. And Reb Tzadik is talking about such a thing. That Hashem has a meter, this is what we're learning. It's the pnimius of what it means. What it means to be a machshav of life itself, Kedusha Sabris, and Shemir Sabris. And this Torah from the Kohen is all Pesach Sheni. So he was explaining how could it be that Hashem has this thing called V'chanoisi Sherachayin. We're on page Resh Chaf Hei. I think you have all the pages now. I mean, I know it was a little bit off, but you have it now. So how could there be this midah that's called an Oitzei Matnes Chinam, that Hashem Yisbarach gives matanis, gives gifts, not just B'chanukah, but he has an Oitzei Matnes Chinam, that even a person, Chazal say, it's Ein Roy, Ein Kedai, a person is completely unworthy. It's completely unworthy. The Ein Lo Mishalo. And not only that, we're going to learn today that one of the qualifications to apply for the gift is unworthiness, or at least a sense of unworthiness, a feeling of emptiness and a feeling of unworthiness. That's what we're going to talk about today. That's how you apply. So let's learn. Reb Tzadik was explaining that the Gemara in the Darm, the amazing Gemara in the Darm, that tells us that regardless of whether a Jew actually had a bris or didn't have a bris, he's called Be'etzem, he's a Nimal. He's called somebody who is gemalt, he's circumcised, because that's the metzias of his existence. That's who he is. Even though he's screaming and yelling, he didn't want to get a bris. I don't want a bris. I'm not interested in bris. He's called a nimal. Mashenikain, the opposite is the case when it comes to an Eidi Yehudi, to somebody that's not Jewish. That even if he got a bris, he's still called an oral, because there's this metzias that's called an oral. There's a metzias that's called a yid. That's called a Jew. This is not politically correct, but it's the reality. There are a lot of things that you and I are finding out that have nothing to do with reality, but there's political correctness and reality have very, very little to do with each other. So this is not politically correct, what we're learning, but it's the reality. But at this point in life, anybody who thinks that there's a necessary connection between reality and political correctness is meshuggah, because there's no connection at all. We once thought there was, but there's no connection at all. So something we seek, something could be the absolute truth, but it's completely politically incorrect, and something can be the opposite. One has nothing to do with the other. What we're learning about is reality. It's politically incorrect. It's the reality. And the reality, therefore, is that Hashem has promised in His Torah that af, it says, even if it's such a situation, that Hashem made a bris with us, and that bris is something which He said is a chakika that's engraved in reality, and the same way that even, this is where we were up to last week, that even when Shmuel HaNavi, who has fantastic eyes, the Navi, Shmuel HaNavi, came to the house of Yishai, so he couldn't figure out who David HaMelech was. He didn't see who David HaMelech was. Because the pasuk says, Hashem, Adam Yirelainam, Hashem Yirelelevav, that only Hashem sees the essence of the person. Hashem Yirelelevav, Shemimeno Tetzoyes Chaim. Umakar, on the fourth line of page Resh Chafei, Umakar Hamidis Vamaisem Kulon Mishachim, he has Galus Libai. The person himself doesn't see who he is. When he looks at himself, he sees himself as being an oral. And Hashem says, I know that you're not an oral. You're not. Hashem said, that in the deepest part of the heart of every Jew, there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Liban Shei Yisrael. Hainu, the Mamake Libam Dovuk Belukim Chaim, at the end of the first paragraph on Reish Chafei. That means that the mamake libam, that in the omek halev of a Jew, listen, he could be altogether tamei in bederech v'chayku, he's completely tzedreit, and his mind is mixed up, and he's made a million mistakes in his life, and because of his misunderstanding of things, he imagines that he's impossibly far away, and that he's in a place of tumah that cannot ever be changed or fixed, but that's simply not wrong, because hein de mamake libam dovuk belukim chayim, because in the oimak halev of a Jew, he's dovuk belukim chayim. Kumeish nemar, as it says in pasuk in divrei yomim, kimimcha hakol umiyadcha nasanu loch, kimimcha hakol, all is from you, Hashem. And it is your gift that we have given to you. It's a very hard pasuk. All is from you. Everything is from you. And it's your gift. It's what you've given to us that we have given to you. What does that mean? It's brought down a lot of the Svar Makdosh in that pasuk. It means that even though you and I feel that we have nothing to give Hashem, that we have nothing to give Him, and that we're tmeim in bederech hachayka, the pasuk is saying kimimcha hakol, everything is from you, and even what we have to give to you, it comes from you. In other words, at the end of the day, what Rav Tzadik is saying is that the essence of the heart of a Jew is elokus, and But I'm saying, I know that I haven't thought about God, and, a person saying, I haven't thought about God in the last 20 years. So how can you tell me that? So the answer to that is, that's not something that you made. I gave that to you. I gave you such a heart. And as Hashem created us in such a way. You gave us this. So Hashem's saying, Edus, I know that you have the ability to come back to me, because that's why I programmed you to come back to me. Which doesn't mean you don't have free choice. You have free choice of your attitude and your thoughts. But as far as you're thinking you can't come back to me because you think you don't have that. You don't think you have that in your bag of tricks. Or you're not equipped to come back after all you've done. Hashem says, "I'm the one that made you." And as we're saying to Hashem, you gave this to me. As you gave me the ability to do tshuva. You didn't give that to the non-Jew. Without getting to the question whether it's true, I'm not getting into that. But you gave me this ability, and Hashem says, Edus, that I am Liban Shei Yisrael. What's in the heart of your hearts is not the problem that you think. In the heart of your hearts, Hashem says, I am there. And because of that, I have this, I'm able to have this bris with you, and I'm able to say that no matter what, I continue to trust in you and to believe in you, that the time will come back where you will understand. The time will come where you will understand this. This will be clear to you. For now, it's something that you can't possibly understand. So today is Pesach Sheni, and we have by Jews we have a Messiah. We have a Messiah that's very, it's questionable as far as the exact date, but we do have a Messiah that on the day of Pesach Sheni, it's the Hilula of Rabbi Meir Balanais. It's the Hilula of there's a minig in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very, very old minig. But the same inyan of going, it's the same inyan of going to Meiron on Lag BaOmer is to go to Tveria to Rabbi Meir Balanais on Pesach Sheni. And right now there are many, many, many Jews that are by Rabbi Meir Balanais, And there's such a Messiah, and the Tzaddikim say that the two of those are connected. These are, of course, you know, that Rabbi, this in the world of Rabbi Kiva, that we're learning about Shabbos, that Rabbi Kiva, after he lost all of his Talmidim, so he gave Smicha to five, and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, two of the Talmidim. And that Klal Yisrael knows that even though it could be that it's not the yard site, Steichem has said that it looks like it's not the yard site of Meir Balanes, that it's not accurate. And there are others that that discuss this, whether it is the yard site, it's not the yard site, and that doesn't make a difference. The Hilula that Klal Yisrael knows is the Inyan of Rabbi Meir Balanes is by Pesach Sheni. So there must be a very deep connection between Rabbi Meir Balanes and Pesach Sheni. We also have a tradition that's very old, that if there's something that's missing, that you can't find, that you take out the pushka of Rav Meir Balanes. I hope everybody has a pushka of Rav Meir Balanes. And with the money you'll send to one of the tzedakas of Rav Meir Balanes, there are different places to have for Rav Meir Balanes. And if you say, Eloka d'meir aneini, some say it two times, some say it three times, some say it once, some say, Kol adam cheskes sumach, Kadosh Baruch Hu is einav, that everybody's blind until Hashem opens your eyes, and you put something into the pushka, l'kav d'tanei Rav Meir Balanes, and then it's a moridika skula to find something that's lost. Which it is. It's an unbelievable thing. That inyan of Rav Meir Balanes. There's even a Masorah that we have. I'm sure all of you have been to Tveria. If you've been to Rav Meir Balanes, if you haven't been there, put on your itinerary for the next trip. So there's even a Kabbalah that we have in Masorah that Rav Meir, for whatever reason, I'm not going into right now, that Rav Meir Balanes is not buried lying down, that Rav Meir Balanes is sitting up. That's how he was buried, in a sitting position, that he sat up, and that's how he is, sitting up. And the tzaddikim say that the inyan of Rav Meir Balanes is that he's looking out to see for things that are lost and for people who are lost, and it's easier when you're sitting up than when you're lying down. No? It's an Indian of Meir Balanes. And why is it that Pesach Sheni is the Hilula of Meir Balanes, such an Indian? So, because there's a Hashgacha Pratis that we're together here, this is very much connected to the Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik and what we're learning. The Mahalach of Rabbi Meir in Shas, in Kedusha and Lamed Vav, that I've spoken about over the years many, many times, and all of you know, the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Yehuda said that then when we're noyeg kiminag banim, that we behave like children. If we behave like Hashem's children, then it's banim atam Hashem lakeichem. But if we're not behaving like Hashem's children, if we're misbehaving, then we have a din of what? Avodim. That's from this week's parasha, from Parashas Bahar. Avodai, hey. Then we're avodim. And you remember the Rav Meir disagreed with the Yehuda. What did Rav Meir say? Ben kach u'ben kach. In Kriyam Bonim. Whether we're behaving or we're misbehaving. Kriyam Bonim. And the Gemara brings there, Rav Meir brings four psukim from Tanakh where we see Bonim Scholem, Bonim Ashchisim, that even though we're, it says the word Bonim, even though we're messed up. Like Bonim Ashchisim means it means like saying you're my disgusting son. So Meir says, you see that even though we're disgusting sometimes, it's called, still called bonim. We're children that have problems, but we're still Hashem's children. Ben kach u'ben kach atam kriyim bonim. It means the inyan of Pesach Sheni, that's the sugi of Pesach Sheni, is ben kach u'ben kach atam kriyim bonim. Is that we're passing like the Rashba brings down his shuvas to passing like Rav Meir. You know, there's generally a klal in halacha that when there's machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, we pass like Rav Yehuda. But the Rashba says that since we see here that the Gemara itself brings four psukim, or maybe the Gemara itself brings four psukim to back up the mahalach, the shita of Rav Meir, so the Rashba writes in his shuva that Isaac comes out from here that the halacha is like Rav Meir. Even though we don't normally pass like Rav Meir, we pass like Rav Yehuda. But in this machlokes of bonim atem of avodim avodim, so here we passing like a Meir. That's what the Rashi writes in his shuvas, and all the mekubalim signed off on this. And the halachas k'Rabbi Meir that ben kach u'ben kach atem kriyim bonim. And some of you might recall that it was a parasha that happened when there were Jews that were killed in the synagogue there in the temple in Pittsburgh. And there was all tumult about that because it wasn't an Orthodox synagogue, and there were a couple of idiots that were talking about that they weren't religious, they weren't even keeping Shabbos, so you know that's why it happened to them, or they deserve to die, whatever it is. So anybody that ever learned this Gemara in Kedushin and that knows that Rabbi Meir, we pass like Rabbi Meir, that Ben Kach or Ben Kach, Atam Kriyim Bona. Regardless of whether or not he was Shomer Shabbos, it wasn't Shomer Shabbos, Ben Kach or Ben Kach, Atam Kriyim Bona. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Liban She Yisro. We pass like Rabbi Meir. And that the Hilula of Rabbi Meir is by Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Sheni means that even if a person says, Tameim L'Nefesh Adam, B'derech HaChayka, Tomei B'derech HaChayka, no matter how far a person is from Hashem, no matter how Tomei he's become, he's still, the Baruch Shalom says, Eidus, that you're my children. And there's a verse from Satmarovsk, who's healing. Because we say Baruch Shalom Kippur in the davening, Im Kebonim, Im Kavod, right? Listen, in the Torah you showed us that sometimes we're called children, sometimes we're called avodim, slaves. So im kebanim, we say in davening rachmenik rachim avabanim. Then have rachmanis, the father has no child. Vim kavodim, then what do we say? Einenu l'chotluyu, sasha toitzi kara dinenu, oyim kodesh. And if we take avodim, then einenu l'chotluyu, then our eyes are turned towards you. So something obvious, what does that mean? So he said that the Gemara tells us that there's a reason why we don't pass in Shas like Rabbi Meir, like Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. We're not passing Rabbi Meir because I'm sure that you know the Gemara tells us because Liyardu Chaverv Al Saif Daito, because his Torah was so deep, Rabbi Meir's mind was incomprehensible, and therefore they couldn't really argue with his svaras. And since Liyardu Chaverv Al Saif Daito, since his Chaverim couldn't understand the depth of Isvaris, and this is a world where we have to pass according to Ein L'Dayan, Elamasha, and Evroyos. We can only pass according to what we understand. And with the Rebbe, you can't handle with him, because so the Sam Rebbe said, that's only as far as people are concerned. So in this world, so they have to pass in this world, as a machlok, as a Meir and Rebbe Yehuda, so you're passing like Rebbe Yehuda, because Ein Chavev Yardel L'Sayv Daito. That's why Sam Rebbe says, Im Kebanim, Rachmenik Rachim Avabon, because everybody agrees that if we're behaving nice and we're good children, then we're asking you Rachmenik Rachim Avabon, that life should be good. Im Kebon Rachmenik Rachim Avabon. Nobody argues with that. Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Im Kebon Rachmenik Rachim Avabon. Im Kavadim. So then we have a problem because it's a machlokes with Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says Taka Avadim is an Eved, and Eved is not treated so nice. But Rabbi Meir disagrees and says that even if we're behaving like avodim, we're treated like bonim. Now, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Meir. Why? Because l'yodu chaver l'saif daito. But the Sam Rabbi says, but Rabbi Yisrael, that's why he says, einenu l'chot l'yais. Therefore, we're not looking to Bezdin for this. Because we don't pass like we go, einenu l'chot l'yais. We're looking to you. Asha toitzi ka'ar dinenu. Because you know, because you are yored l'saif daito, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yisrael, you're the only one that understands what Rabbi Meir understands. Because what Meir understood was that there's no such thing as a Jew that's Tomei B'derech HaChayka and Pnimius. There's no such thing as a Jew, but Etzim is an Eved. No such thing. Even though to be an Eved is an honorable title as well, to serve Hashem. But Be'etzim, every Jew is Bonamatan L'Hashem L'Kechem. And that's why Satmar Rebbe said that normally we don't pass like Rabbi Meir. So why does the Rashba write in his Shuvah that here we have to pass like Rabbi Meir? The Teretz is, because this is the Rabbi Shalom is saying, listen, how to be Magdir a Jew? What's the definition of a Jew? That's not an Indian of Bezin in this world. You don't know how to be Magdir a Jew. I know, that's exactly what Pesach is saying. I know my Olam, and my Olam, I'm telling you that my Olam, they're really good. I know that they're really good. I know that that's the Panemius of a Jew, that he's really good. And even the biggest Dayanim, even a person like Rabbi Yehuda, so even Rabbi Yehuda, you're not Yared L'Saif Daito. You don't understand what Rabbi Meir is talking about. So how is it that Klai Yisrael came to such a thing, that Davke by Pesach Sheni, that there's a whole Hilula for Rabbi Meir, Melanes. And also over there you have crazy things going on, like, it's like a shuk. You were there? Even there, there's Mamash Shuk over there. First of all, there's a whole huge Maimed. And And there's a shuk, there's stores and market, and there's music blaring, all kinds of things going on. It's a crazy place. It's a crazy place. My wife, she should be well, has a very strong connection. Every time I go to HSL, she always wants to remember Rabbi Ness, and she also has an inyan with the Pushkin, with the school, and all of these things. And there are neshamas that are drawn very, very much over there. But the inyan of Pesach Sheni is to say the following. In modern Hebrew, atalo avud. You're not lost. That's why Rabbi Meir was able to bring back lost objects. The biggest lost object in the world is me and you. We're much more lost than the keys you couldn't find this morning. We're much more lost than, you know, whatever, your passport that, uh-oh. It's the worst thing, you're supposed to be in the airport in an hour, ever happened to you? So the biggest aveda is when a person himself is lost. When a person himself is off a blunged in this world. And Rav Meir is sitting up in Tveria, and he's looking out for the Chevra, and he's saying, Pesach Sheni, Atem lo avudim, you're not lost. You feel that way, you think that you're lost, but you're not lost. That's the meaning of Pesach Sheni. The only way to connect to Rav Meir Balanes, the only way is if a person says, Lo Menigara. If a person doesn't believe in this, if a person goes along with these Diburim, especially you have to be careful because sometimes you hear the Diburim, you hear the bad Diburim coming from big tzaddikim. Even Rav Yehuda said, you're an Eved. So if Rav Yehuda said that, we're talking about a Tana, Achaz Kama V'Kama, you have all kinds of rabbis that talk like that and say all kinds of fancy things in Chazals, and you heard Shmuzen, and you heard speeches, and you read in Svarim, and you have many, many things that you could hear, and that our kids have heard growing up that's talking about a Ta'avud. That if you continue along this path, you're finished. Your life is destroyed, you're ruined, and so on. That's the kid's in third grade. And he's already, you know, so the next thing, you know, I have to take him to the therapist, and he has to get medicated or something. Atalo avud, nobody's lost. Atalo avud. And that's why the Nina of Pesach Sheni is where Rav Meir is saying, I'll help you find it, Lord. But you have to look. Like Rabbi Nachman says, if you look in Kuf Pei Ches, look at the man Kuf Pei Ches. So you see, the Rebbe Nachman talks about the tzaddik. You have is there a Likutei Moran here? Well, there better be. I'll be right there. Kuf Pei Ches, da. And you know when Rebbe Nachman says da, we have a Kabbalah that he was pulling it down from Atzilus, from the highest place, when he says da. He doesn't always say that. But sometimes he begins with the word, and you should know. It means that I know, and I'm sharing this with you. Means I know this. This is not a theory. Da. Shetzorach l'nsoil ha-tzadik lachzor al avedoso. That you have to go to the tzadik to help you find what's lost. Shetzorach l'nsoil ha-tzadik lachzor al avedoso. Ki kodim shi'etz yehodim la'avir ha'olam. Because before a person is born, melam din umarun lo'i kol ma shetzorach l'asais v'la'avid. Before a person is born in the mother's womb, he is taught and he is shown all that he needs to know of what he needs to accomplish while he'll be in the world. That's what we're taught in our mother's wombs. The kevin shiyotzel ha'avra ha'olam. But once, when the baby is born, miyad nishkach mi'itai. Miyad nishkach mi'itai. He gets a clap. And he forgets. K'mayishom Rabbi Sanzi Chorin Levracha, that's the Gemara Nida. V'ashikcha, this shikcha, this forgetting, he b'chinas aveda. This means that it was lost. That knowledge that we had in the womb of what we need to do in life, and that clarity and certainty, when we're born, it was lost. That we see that in Chazal, in Pekobis, it says that when a person forgets something, it's called an Aveda. Mahir Lishmo, you have a person that hears something, he gets it, but he understands it, but he's Mahir La Abed, but he forgets it quickly. So we see that forgetting is called an Aveda, losing something. It's called forgetting is not aveda. And every Jew in his life has to spend his life trying to find that which he heard in his mother's womb. He has to spend the rest of his life trying to find that, to look for that, meaning the shorish of who he is and what he's supposed to do in this world, to try to understand it, to try to find what was I sent here for? Not just in general to try to put on tefillin and to learn, but me, prati, personally. What's my, besides all the everything, what am I supposed to be doing? What's my tachlis? V'tzarech lachzor levakesh avodasa. So how do you know where to look? How do you know where to look? So Ibn Achman says, v'ha'aveda shalahi eitzel ha-tzadik. You go to look by the tzadik. The tzaddik, like Rav Meir Balanes, you go to the tzaddik to look. Haveda shalhi eitzel ha-tzaddik, ki ha-tzaddik choyzal avidasa ad shemaitze, because the tzaddik is a person who found what he lost when he was born. The tzaddik is a person who found what he lost. That's the tzaddik. Ba'acha shemaitze, and once the tzaddik found what he lost, he spends the rest of his life helping other Jews find what they lost. Yeah? And it'll help you and me. The tzaddik helps us find. That's by the living tzaddik for sure, of course. But even by the tzaddik who are no longer alive. That the tzaddik can find the avedas of kol ha'olam, of the whole world. Therefore, you have to go to the tzaddik. The tzaddik, you talk to the tzaddik, you give a kittel, you meet the tzaddik. And the tzaddik is able to recognize lahakir avedasa. Veloshuv lekabla etzlo, and the tzaddik can help you to find this. But there's a condition, and there's the end of the Torah. So this sounds okay, good, but there's a condition. Rav Nachman says at the end, it's hard. Achat tzaddik eino meshev lehaveda ad sheid vishenu im eino ramai vishakun. The tzaddik will not give you back what you lost until he inquires deeply into you and studies you deeply to know whether you're a liar and a cheater. The same way you have it done by Hashavas Aveda. K'ma shekosov ad roish achicha v'ashev oisalo ashetid roish achicha im eino ramai. That the person comes to you for an Aveda, and you have something, you have the right to interrogate him, to find out whether he's stopped playing a game, not to give back. It's not his. So Ibn Achim said that the tzaddik will help you find what's missing, but on the condition that you're sincerely seeking it, and it's yours, and you're sincerely seeking it, that you're not just going to a tzaddik because it's like a fun thing to do on a Friday night or something, or you want to belong to a group or something or whatever, but you want schooler, you know, you hang up pictures of Shaila Karastira everywhere and you think, you know, or you put up a painting of Rav Meir Balanes. They have paintings in Rav Meir Balanes, like somebody made a portrait of Rav Meir Balanes, you know. Or they have also Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. You can get for money, you can buy anything. So Rabbi Nachman says, no, it doesn't work like that. Achat tzaddik eino meshev lehaveda ad sheid vishenu im eino ramai vishakun. I was just reading a maisa that there was a Rabbi Shimon Morgenstern, Zal Gazon Zayn, told over this maisa that he met the person that it happened to. And he said over this maisa that there was a Baal Tshuva in Eretz Yisrael. This Baal Tshuva was having all kinds of difficulties, all kinds of sorrows, panasa and other things, and he came to a very, very, very hard place. He went to Meron. He went to Meron to daven, and he was there for 3 days. He stayed. He slept over there, and he stayed in Meron for 3 days. He was davening. He got into some issue with people that were after him with money and guys that were like not good guys. He had a tzar. And in the meantime, he comes out. He leaves Meron, and his wife calls him to say that it's a sakon. Don't come back. Like they're after you. Don't come back. You can't come home. Like she was on to something. They were after him. Just you're in danger. Just you're gonna have to go somewhere. So he had his passport with him for some reason, whatever. He had his stuff that he needed, and he went to the airport and he got a plane to go to London. He doesn't speak English. He doesn't know anybody in London. There was a flight, and he was scared, and he got into this flight. He was able to get a flight they had right away, and he went to London. And he figured he'll find some Jews over there. There are a lot of Jews in London. He'll find somebody. He'll be able to stay by. He'll ask where there are Jews here. So he's on the plane, and he's sitting next to an old man. And he's a Yid, and he says, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. Fine. And this fellow, this Baal Teshuva, takes out a Lukut HaMaran. He was a Breslover. And he takes out his little Lukut HaMaran, and he's trying to forget his problems, and he's learning some Lukut HaMaran. And the old Jew next to him is a Lubavitch, and he's sitting learning Tanya the whole time. And they're not really talking to each other. But the Baal Teshuva was having trouble after a little bit concentrating, and he said to the old man, he said, maybe you could do me a favor. I see that you're learning. He says, I'm a Baal Teshuva, and it's hard. I don't really understand so much over here. You're learning Tanya. Would you mind maybe we could learn together a little Tanya? So the old man said, okay. And they spent like the next 2 hours, whatever, the flight. They were learning Tanya together. He never heard such a Tanya the way that this he was an old, he knew how to explain it. It was good. He enjoyed it very, very much. Anyway, he gets off the plane. They both get off the plane, Zagazun. He doesn't know his name, doesn't know his name, but they go off the plane. And this guy's walking around. And the police come over to him. He looks like he's, you know, something's not right with him. The police come over, what are you walking around here? Where? And he doesn't speak English. They detained him for like an hour until they saw he was harmless. And they let him go. He goes out of the airport. He leaves over there in London. And he doesn't know he's going to try to find a Jew. He doesn't know what he's going to do. So a car stops. And the young man comes out. A Chassidish guy comes out of the car. And says, here, come to the car with me. So he says, come to the car with me. It's okay. Yeah, this is it. Hashem Yetzi, this prayer is right. Some chassid comes up and says, come to the car. So he comes over to the car and looks inside. And the old Lubavitch is sitting in the car. His plane mate, the guy that was next to him on the flight, comes into the car. And he says, hey, yeah, come on. Sit down here next to me. He was waiting for him. Even though the guy didn't tell him anything about it, he was waiting for him with the car until he came out from the airport. He was waiting for him to come out of the exit over there, the main door, and he was waiting for him there. Yeah, but this wasn't just a regular Lubavitch. This is where Mendel Furtefas. Now, if you know a little about Lubavitch, Mendel Furtefas was a mashkiach, mashpia in Chabad. He was a tzaddik, he said, Olam Hagoyim. He was the biggest mashpia in the whole world of Chabad. I mean, so this little Breslov is sitting with you're a Mendel Furtefas. You didn't tell me. The end of the story is that Mendel brought him, took care of him, everything was taken care of, and he was able to take care of the guys that were after him with Mominus and to get him back home. And he became, it doesn't say his name, but it says he became a big Talmud Chacham, Lubavitcher Talmud Chacham. I'm sure he still learns Lukud Maran, but he became a big Talmud Chacham, and Rabbi Shammai didn't say who the person was. But the story was as follows. There, Mendel Furtefas was sitting in Kvachabad, And he got a call from one of the secretaries, from, I don't know, Groner or Klein, one of the secretaries in 770, and so the Lubavitch Rebbe says that you need to go right away to the airport and take a flight to London and to go onto this plane. And he said, the Lubavitch Rebbe told him which plane it was. It's the Meisa. And Mendel Furtifas said that he knew that this was why the Rebbe sent him to, the Rebbe sent me to take care of you. You're coming with me. That was it. And Rabbi, I heard this from this guy from the Balshuv. This is my say. Mendel Furtifas picked him up from the airport. So you see, the tzaddik is looking for avedis. You understand? The tzaddik is looking for lost Jews. I mean, Lubavitch Rebbe's zchus aleinu. We had that was his whole inyan. He was looking for lost Jews, sending out chevra to look for lost Jews. But that's the inyan of the tzaddik. That's the inyan of my balanes, and that's why you could say that ben kachu ben kach atem kruyim banim. Ben kachu ben kach atem kruyim banim. We pass on the Rav Meir, and that's the inyan of Pesach Sheni. There's no such thing as a Jew that's too far, that's too tamei. Let's just read one sentence. V'zeh di Yisrael mayna l'levana. So that's why we count time, and our calendar goes by the moon. And this is really what Rabbi Nachum was saying at the end of the Torah. When he was saying, Rabbi Nachum said that don't the tzaddik says, I'll help you look for what's lost, but don't come to fool me. Which means you have to come in a real way, in an honest way, and you have to come with humility. Don't play games. That's exactly the leis l'megamar klum. Why do we count by the moon? Why are we compared to the moon? Dovid Melech Sol Chai V'Kayim. Why the moon? Make sure, I don't know if there'll be kiddush. Did everybody do kiddush levana yet?
No.
No, everybody's nervous. I did it on Monday night. I was oichetaz. What? On Monday night, the moon was out. Yeah. I was with some svardim. They did it. So. I know, so it's, I don't know. You could still do it tomorrow night also. If you believe in the Baal Shem Tov, you could do it tomorrow night. So now it's time to convert. If you want to convert, if you're ever thinking of converting, it's the right time.
What should I do?
You're a chassid from the Baal Shem Tov. But how many didn't yet make Kiddush Levana here? Whoa. It's been very, very clapped the whole time. Monday night was for a little bit that came out very beautiful. You should have done it by yourself. But Mitzvah Shem will still be, Mitzvah Shem. We should be able to make Kiddush Levana. So we count time. We count time according to the moon. Why? Because the leis l'megamar klum. Because the moon doesn't play games. The moon doesn't play games. The moon says ech ben agornish echab gornish. I'm nothing. I have nothing. All I have is what miyadcha nasanu lach. All I have is what you gave me. That's all. I have nothing. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. Leis lo megama klum, klum. The sun has all kinds of thoughts about itself, but the moon, leis lo megama klum, shum davar, only klum. I have nothing. That you see, for instance, in the Torah, when it says a dal, somebody's poor, a mach, it says a chich is talking about another Jew that needs tzedakah. So I'm not talking about somebody that's not Jewish. Why? Shemakirim dalusa, because a Jew by nature is humble and admits that he's impoverished, that he has nothing. Shemakirim dalusa deleis luhu megamayu klal. Because Jews know that Etzem, without Hashem, we have nothing. Nothing. Leis nevegemayu klal. Va'afilu umar ba'avoyde v'shtadlus kol ma'asha moisif ba'avoyde v'akaris l'kusiyas baruch moisif ba'akaris shiflus v'pchisus atzmo. And the greater he becomes in his learning and his madregis and his avoyde, the more he recognizes that he has nothing. And as the greater he becomes, the more he recognizes how great Hashem is, not how great he is, but how great Hashem is, because Hashem gave this to me. He doesn't recognize that. He doesn't feel I'm greater. The greater he becomes, the more he recognizes how he's nothing. That's the midah of a Jew. And that's why we count by the moon, because the moon is lais namagam haklum, doesn't have its own light. And the biggest raya is Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest Jew that ever lived. There was nobody like the Torah says, hey, this, that he's the, there was nobody like Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hoya under Mikol Adam. And because of his greatness, he understood more than anybody that, that it's not him. So the greater you become, the more you realize that it's not you. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest, and therefore nobody realized as much as him that that he's nothing, and therefore he was the most humble person that ever lived. The greatest person was the most humble. The way of the world is the opposite. The lowest person, is the biggest balgaiv. The lowest person is the biggest balgaiv. And when Moshe Rabbeinu will have those, the biggest person is the most humble. That's the midah of the moon. The leis lo megamar klum. V'kach amru nasati gedula l'Avram. Nasati gedula l'Avram. Omar anochi ofer ve'efer. Hashem made a God, Hashem made Avram Avinu great. And what does Avram Avinu say about himself? Anochi ofer ve'efer. I'm dust and ashes. I'm dirt and ashes. Anochi ofer ve'efer. But the umas olam, aval umas olam, the nations of the world magdilim atzman. Big knackers. Shemayinu lachama, they count by the sun, the achel delay, because the sun has its own light, and therefore that guy thinks that everything he has is his own. Like the sun, everything is mine. Da'imim koichi va'aitzim yadi oz. Kihem nefrodim Hashem esbar. V'chayishum atzim l'nefrod, shu pulas atzim. Because since they're separate from God, they don't have reason to feel that way, that it's theirs, because they are separate. They are separated from Hashem. Not that God doesn't look after them, but they're separated from Hashem, and they feel themselves as themselves, like we were talking in the afternoon. So they feel themselves as Yesh v'Nifrad. And since he's a Yesh v'Nifrad, and he's got more money than the guy next door, so he feels more, I'm a Mashal. Since he doesn't see himself as depending on God, he sees himself as his own man, he's a self-made man. So therefore, the bigger Aslacha he has, the bigger Gaiv he has. But by a Jew, Shani La'atzim imani. It says in Parak. But by a Jew, Kshani Latzman, myself, Mani, what am I? Nothing. Valkain Ein Lehem Klum Al Ha'emes. Dein Emes El Hashem Es Baruch Shenikra Elokim Emes. Chain B'nei Yisrael HaDvukim Bay Heim Zera Emes. Therefore, only a Jew is called Zera Emes. It makes no difference if he said all these different stories and he makes up stories and he's lying, but the pnimius of a Jew is that he's called Zera Emes, and he knows at the end of the day that he has nothing and he's nothing. There's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll finish the Torah next week. Thank you.